This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Elizabeth Morrow's debut novel, Casualties, tells the story of Ruth, a woman devastated by the suicide of her son, Robbie. Robbie was a veteran of the wars in the Middle East. He was a Marine, and he came back from the battlefield a changed man. Ruth copes with feelings of guilt and grief as she embarks on a tumultuous journey across the country from San Diego to the North Country of New Hampshire. Betsy Morrow joins me now to talk about her new book. Welcome.
Well, thank you.
My first question has to do with Ruth. I wanted you to tell us a little bit about Ruth.
Well, many people ask me, how well do you really know Ruth? I mean, is she you? And the answer is no. She was the hardest character to write, interestingly. She's the main character, and she was the hardest character to write. And she is really built from a little bit from exposure to certain settings and certain experiences, but also from many, many women that I've encountered in the course of all of that. And I'm sure I accessed everything I knew about being a single mother, which I knew a lot of, and working and supporting my son and I.
Those things you have in common.
Those things we have in common. Those things we have in common. So I naturally was able to pull from that very easily. But one of the things that has often come up is, I've often pointed out, a lot of the things that Ruth experiences are not unique to single parents. Mm-hmm. They just happen to be very much on her mind going forward. You know, you want things for your children. You're working very hard, you think, to provide them, but also to provide a few things that you want for yourself. And the conflicts are always there. And it can be true in two-parent families. It can be true with the greatest mothers in the world. It can be true with the worst mothers in the world. So,
how did your feelings about her change as the novel evolved?
Well,
because she certainly changed.
Yes. And thank you for asking that, because as I mentioned earlier, she was one of the hardest characters for me to write. And I've shared this with a few reading groups as I've gone out there. I realized I was mad at her when I first started writing. Mm-hmm. and I didn't flesh her out. I didn't try to break in and see what she was all about. And it wasn't until I started writing scenes from her childhood,
okay,
and really understanding how she became who she was, that I could allow her to change as
forward. But why were you mad at her?
I was mad at her, and I think mad is probably too strong a word. I just couldn't empathize with her, but I realized I was judging her. I was judging her the way some of my readers judge her right now.
She's don't want to say helicopter mom, but she was really like, she needed Robbie in ways that she was really intense.
A little controlling, trying to control every aspect of her life because she want, you know, that's actually how she'd been successful at what she was good at. And, you know, she only had the one child, so she was investing everything in him. And, or she thought she was, that's how she looked at it. And, of course, you can imagine how that must have felt for him. Mm-hmm. So, but she didn't see that right away. I think she came to see it, you know, feel it. And in any event, when her world started to crumble, as it did, some of who she really was hiding in there all those years, you know, had probably been more of as a kid, started to come back out.
Mm-hmm. And this is a book primarily about the aftermath of a veteran suicide.
Yes.
And there are some statistics that say there are like 22 a day on average veteran suicides, very much in the news still. Why did you choose to write about this particular issue?
Well, there were a couple of reasons. First of all, it was not my plan going into the story. I went into the story 10 years ago, right around the beginning of 2004, really. It was 10 years from then until when I published it. And I had just moved to San Diego. I knew my story was going to be about a mother and her child, and I knew something was going to happen that sends her out of her loop and on a journey, both personal and geographic. I knew those things. And when I moved to San Diego, it all became clear what was happening. It was all around me in a way that was never visible where I was in corporate pharmaceutical suburbs of New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Became very, very visible there.
Visible because
it was a military town. It's a military town, the entire town. Camp Pendleton is just up the road. All around are the bases. Deployments in the headlines weren't just headlines there. They were people's faces. They were families in the city. The whole city was affected by it. Even though many people think of San Diego, quite rightly so, as paradise on earth, mm-hmm. it's also this other very big part of it. It became very clear when young men and women started to return home, and this book took me a long time to write, I understood very early on that something bad happened. And it actually, to be honest with you, I think I knew that Robbie would do this, and then I found out why. and I became very, very concerned about what we were hearing and what we were seeing. But we've learned a lot since, and I don't have full command of all the statistics that we need to have this discussion, mm-hmm. but there's a lot that goes into what happens to somebody when they go into a situation, as Robbie did, and come back out. Many, many do not do what he did, and they're looking at why that is, and many, many, you know, an alarming number do. But a lot of them haven't served in combat. You know, a lot of them are just broken up, and what we've learned, too, is that the very separation from what became their family in the formative period of their lives. I mean, you know, 19, you join the military and those people are your family. That's your home. And when you come home from your second, third, and if you separate from the military at some point, there's a huge amount of change and grief and a lot goes into that. And so, yeah, there's the trauma of combat, if that's what you've experienced. There's the boredom of being deployed in many cases. We understand from many of those who are deployed that there are many long stretches of just utter, complete boredom. But there's also those moments of fear because you know what situation you are in. You are tangibly affected by it. And everybody's going to respond differently. And I really wanted to understand how a family encountering this got through it because we were seeing more and more of these happening. And I thought it was important for me as a civilian, a complete civilian, to try at least to put myself on the page in the shoes of a family going through this. So I did it using a mother I could understand a little bit about and sort of see what happened from there.
Well, Betsy Morrow, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's Betsy Morrow. Her first novel is called Casualties. And you can find a list of the top 5 books on Betsy's bookshelf at nhpr.org. And we're always looking for recommendations from listeners like you. So send them to us. The email address is books@nhpr.org. You can also tweet us at nhprbookshelf. This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Thank you very much for listening.